Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26. I'm gonna make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing. Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great. I can't feel my feet. Let's take a picture, and then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us and two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24 monthly bill credits and two eligible port-ins on Essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with auto pay, plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 128 gigabytes, $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Gigant! Here comes Gigant!
Gigant's making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Gigant's
yes!
to the line!
Yes!
And it is
yes!
Jesse Gigant!
Go!
Delivering a landmark go! Moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Two-point conversions lift the Seahawks over the Rams in overtime. Will Muschamp back at Texas as their defensive coordinator. College football playoffs kick off tonight, and Greg Biffle, former NASCAR star, passes with his family in an airplane accident. A busy Friday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, December the 19th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Looking forward to talking some college football playoffs today, some college football bowl games, some coaching stuff, some transfer portal stuff. You could do just a whole day of show on portal now, and portal quarterbacks. We might get into some of that today. We could talk about the college basketball scene coming up for the weekend. And then the tragic news, Greg Biffle passing away with his family and three others on their on an airplane crash in North Carolina yesterday. I'll begin, Sam, kicking it to you for starting things off. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well.
I am.
Glad you're still a tiger, not a bulldog, after your trip to Athens last night.
It was a work-related trip.
With that said, I was following the Greg Biffle stuff yesterday. Just awful news. In case you didn't see it, him and his family, they were headed to the Bahamas on their aircraft that they owned, and it crashed in Statesville, North Carolina. And Biffle, his wife, Christina, daughter, Emma, who's 14, son, Ryder, who is 5, and three others passed away on this plane crash. Were you around? Were you a NASCAR follower when Biffle was in his prime?
That was when I was like 7, 8, 9 years old. That was when I was watching Greg Biffle. My dad,
second one year in the Cup Series.
He was a damn good driver. Yeah. My dad worked for Sherwin Williams his whole career. And Greg Biffle is the only driver who ever drove a Sherwin Williams car.
Right.
It was one race a year for like 5 years. He would do it at like Kansas or something. And I thought it was, like, when I was like 9, I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Because no one else was driving the car. They all had the little like corner sponsorship on the car because they painted a lot of cars. I no one else drove the car that he worked for, and I thought it was so cool that Greg Biffle did that.
Yeah.
And then he just seemed like such a good dude. I mean, the humanitarian stuff that he's been doing the last couple years.
Yeah,
he's
known for obviously being a great race car driver. He's also, one of the announcers. I think NBC was where most of his career spent there. At the age of 55, was doing a lot of that. The thing he might be most noted for as of late was he had a helicopters fly around to the hurricane victims in Hurricane Helene, delivering supplies, food and supplies to those great folks and trying to help out there. So just this tragedy, man. When I was following it yesterday, because first you see plane crash in North Carolina, small engine, plane. Jet, and you're like, oh no. And then it's the plane's is owned by Greg Biffle. You're like, and this is bad to say from a sports standpoint, like, well, hopefully he's letting one person take it up or whatever, they weren't on a plane, and that's bad. But then I see, man, the kids, they were just going down to the Bahamas, man, like, they're going on vacation. A five-year-old, man, is like, just tears your heart out.
It's just a bad history for NASCAR and
I know.
Aviation.
I mean,
this is not the first. This is like the fourth one I can think of off the top of my head that resulted in a fatality. I believe Dale Jr. got into a plane wreck one year, a small plane crash, and that was, if you see the pictures of that, I don't know how anyone survived that. I don't know how anyone survives any plane crash, period, especially in those small aircrafts. It seems like they have a much higher hit rate comparatively. It's just awful. It's just not.
Just bad. Bad stuff. Not sure if it was a cause of the accident yet, but maybe weather related. Maybe the aircraft, something went wrong there. But, man, thoughts and prayers go out to those folks and all their friends and family and of those, the people that were so close to them. And, man, just crazy that goes on there. On a much, much brighter note, the other very surprising news, on a much lighter note, Texas fired their defensive coordinator yesterday, and they're hiring Will Muschamp now.
That's a big-time hire.
Dane Young sent me yesterday, north of $2 million is the reason he comes out of retirement or whatever he was doing there. But here's the surprising part. It had to be some sort of philosophical deal.
Texas's defense has been good.
I know. They've been really good. And this is a big risk for Sarkisian because Kowalkowski, PK is what they call him there, Pete Kowalkowski, but they've been really good. So I'll ask you right off the bat here, Sam, why fire your coordinator? Is it just to get Muschamp? Do you believe that much in Muschamp? Or was there a rift maybe?
There must have been a rift or something. Maybe there were some games this year where that defense was a little disappointing. I think the Mississippi State game comes to mind. Against Georgia, they held their own for three quarters. That game was, 14-10?
Yeah.
And then the defense fell apart, but they were asked to be on the field repeatedly. Arch wasn't playing very well in that game. They had some down games, but I wasn't expecting them to make staff changes on that side of the ball. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure we have a stray Texas fan out there somewhere because we seem to have somebody from every fan base that can tell us, like, hey, we're missing something here. Maybe it's just a jump. And they feel Muschamp's going to take it to a completely different level. Obviously, the talent at Texas is going to be as good as anywhere in the country. And Muschamp, while he's not a good head coach, is probably a damn good DC still. So we'll see.
I would say that, but, I mean, if it wasn't broke, don't fix it thing. And I'd rather have Kowalkowski. I'd rather have PK than Muschamp.
Allowed 30 or more in four of their last five. Although, I'm not really holding the Georgia loss there. They held them to 14 for, 75% of the game.
Yeah.
The Florida game, they gave up 30, but again, offense needs to score 30 points. You give up 30 plus to Mississippi State, 40, I think he gave up maybe 40 in that game or 37, somewhere in there. They sent a lot of players to the NFL. They had a lot of five-star talent. Maybe there's a level of underwhelming production there down the stretch this year, but it certainly seems to be curious to me to pull the trigger there. I would expect that there was some sort of rift.
I would agree there. Kiana's with us this morning. A rare Friday, man.
Good
morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. How was we could not make it to Christmas party last night, but I understand you're the hit of the party last night.
No, I wasn't the hit, but I've never heard of anybody stealing their white elephant gift back, but I made history.
Shrewd. Like you're the guy. You just got that stone cold ruthlessness, man.
But I brought it. I brought it to the station for everybody to enjoy. Right. I just had to steal the gift back.
But it wasn't popular among a couple of people, I understand. You risked the future here because upper management's now mad at you.
Oh, yeah. They were not happy.
What if it costs you, like, future employment or something like that?
You know, you just do it for the culture at this point.
Okay. All right.
I think upper management's going to grow to respect that play. I think they respect the power play.
Cold, man. Cold-blooded killer here. Wild one in the NFL last night, 38-37. Seahawks beat the Rams in overtime. I got to admit, I didn't see it. The two-point conversion, the first one that I thought was not a two-point conversion, correctly called a two-point conversion, and then they go for it, the Seahawks do, go for two in overtime rather than maybe settling for a tie. There was only 3:13 left in the overtime. And they get a wide open tight end with a great play call there, and the Seahawks move to 12-3. Rams fall to 11-4. Seahawks clinch a playoff spot. Sam, this is a wild one. You talked about maybe the game of the year going in, and with 900, almost 1,000 yards of offense, 996 yards of offense last night.
Yeah, you've got two absolutely bonkers Thursday night football games in a row with the Baker Kirk Cousins shenanigans last week,
right,
and then this one. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. This was going to be the game of the year. This is the two best teams arguably in the entire NFL in the same division, and they happen to hate each other. So I kind of figured this one would be fun. Didn't look very fun. It got to 30-14 with like 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Sam Darnold looked like Sam Darnold. He's never played well against the Rams, was playing poorly. And then the Seahawks returned a punt, and that woke the stadium up, and we all know how loud they get up there in Seattle for this team. They get the ball back. They get a stop. Darnold, like two plays later, throws a touchdown, and then that was it from there. The Rams missed a kick. There were like four possessions from the two-minute warning on where these teams could not score to get this to overtime or to get this over in regulation. It gets to overtime. Puka catches like a 50-yard touchdown. You think that's it again, and Darnold walks him down again. Sam Darnold lays the greatest drive of his career and walks the freaking Rams down on Thursday night football, like 1 in the morning. Absolutely bonkers football game. Puka Nacua was on his phone tweeting literally 30 seconds after the game ended. I don't think I've ever seen Sean McVay more annoyed in a post-game press conference after all the stuff that the Nacua family got into this week. Bonkers second half of this game.
So the Seahawks give up 581 yards. They give up 40 minutes and 33 seconds of possession. Now, that's overtime included in that. But they turn it over three times and don't get a turnover and win the game. How many times in the NFL do you lose a turnover battle 3-0, give up 581 yards, and don't have the ball for 40 minutes, you're on defense for 40 minutes, and you win the football game? A wild one in Seattle last night.
Well,
great win for sure.
They flashed the stat on the broadcast, and the Seahawks tweeted it this morning, like an hour ago. The Seahawks are now 1-172 all time when trailing by 15 plus in the fourth
quarter.
You would not expect the team to give that up to be the Rams.
Crazy. Arkansas State down Missouri State last night, 34-28 in the Xbox Bowl. So we have football now just in a few short hours. You know, we could spend the whole show doing the pregame show for Kennesaw State, 10-3, Western Michigan, 9-4, 11 a.m., Dirty Mert, Brooks Stadium on the Teal down in Conway, South Carolina, Western Michigan, a 3.5-point favorite there. 2:30 today in a wild-looking end zone. I saw that yesterday. Gasparilla Bowl, 8-4, Memphis, 7-5, NC State, the Wolfpack, 3.5-point favorite from Raymond James, which is basically what I call Watson to Renfro land there. And then tonight, 8 o'clock, ABC, the game I'm looking forward to the most of the college football playoff games so far, Alabama and Oklahoma with the Sooners, a 1.5-point favorite. Big day tomorrow in college football, the three other playoff games, Miami A&M at noon, Tulane Ole Miss, 3:30, Philpott radio game. He's doing ESPN radio tomorrow. He's going to join us at 8:05 this morning from his home away from home, Hartsfield International Airport down in Atlanta. Then you've got James Madison in Oregon at 7:30. You've got the FCS semifinals, Montana State at 4:30. Illinois State and Villanova at 7:30. You have the NFL this weekend on a Saturday. NFL, we have the Eagles and Commanders at 5, the Packers and the Bears at 8:20. As Sam told you yesterday, a busy college basketball weekend. This weekend included Clemson hosting Cincinnati, or actually over in Greenville, at Bon Secure. Looking forward to that. And we're going to get into the transfer portal today. South Carolina loses wide receiver Brian Rowe Jr., freshman wide receiver who had a lot of promise, who kind of fell out of favor at some point in time in here during this season. And we've got quarterbacks everywhere. Prabula from Missouri, Hoover enters the fuzzy portal from TCU. He's going to miss the Alamo Bowl now. Just all kinds of quarterbacks everywhere.
Spoiling segment two.
Oh, man.
That's it. You nailed it. You hit it on the head.
Quarterbacks?
Quarterbacks.
Let's do it. Let's get into that. Josh Williams, 725. RudyLandCo.com's Hunting and Fishing Report at 745. Roy Philpott, 805. It's going to be a busy one. It's going to be a great one. Can't wait to get you ready for the weekend. I do want to start out by telling you about my awesome friends at Trail, what Will, what his team, what this company, what Mr. Workman originally set up is absolutely phenomenal. And I spent a lot of time this week visiting with clients, visiting with partners, visiting with people, just talking about people skills. As I told Kiana, I told you this earlier in the week, this whole thing's about relationships. Everybody's in the people business. And I don't care if you're in the plumbing business. I don't care if you're in the car business, if you're in the card maker business, whatever. It's all about relationships and people skills and building and investing in relationships. You know, if you're going to invest in the building, they're going to invest in you. And you're going to have a wonderful, better building experience with Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Go ahead and schedule a discovery session with these folks, and you'll notice it. Like, it's very, very obvious what's happening with Trail from the very first phone call. On time, on budget, every single time. And 26, if you're going to build, think about that, starting that conversation with our great friends at TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Quarterbacks in the transfer portal in segment two with Sam Jones right after this.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
The Greenville Winter Invitational returns Sunday as the Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Clemson Tigers in a basketball clash between two marquee programs. It's a highly anticipated nationally televised matchup featuring a surging Clemson program and a tradition-rich Cincinnati team. Tip-off's at 3 p.m., and you can score tickets today at the GSP International Airport box office or Ticketmaster through game day while supplies last. Clemson versus Cincinnati in the Greenville Winter Invitational, Sunday at 3 p.m.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me. When you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Top, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com.
Merry Christmas.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or mini holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reeds.com.
If you have had surgery and are struggling with recovery, check out OrthoLaser Spartanburg. OrthoLaser Spartanburg uses advanced MLS laser therapy to help reduce post-surgery pain, minimize swelling, and speed up healing so you can get back to normal life faster. OrthoLaser is non-invasive, drug-free, and proven to support a smoother, more comfortable recovery. Whether it's joint replacement, orthopedic surgery, or a sports injury repair, we're here to help you heal better. Take control of your recovery. Schedule your OrthoLaser session today at recoverwithlight.com.
Discounted Appliance Warehouse in Pickens. It's not just what you buy, it's who you buy it from. Jeff and his team have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating because they treat you like family. Get honest advice, expert answers, and a stress-free experience. With more than 1,500 appliances in stock, refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, and more, the Upstate shops here with confidence. Stop by in Pickens or visit online at dawpickens.com. DAWPickens.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Start your day the Mickey way, talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
I'm going to let you guys in a little secret. I have the same pattern around Ingles when I go. So I start out, I check out like there's some sort of fruit or vegetable. I take an immediate right? I don't go to Starbucks occasionally, but most of the time, no. But I'll go over there and I'll check out, hey, these oranges are on sale. Oh, these tomatoes. I'll look at, you know, and I might do that. I go over where Walter has his, what are those other things used to do was it Bilo used to have Walter? I don't think we have Bilo's here anymore. But they would have the rain stuff come down. You know, got to get some, you know, some fresh vegetables over there. I make the left, check out all the fruits. Then I go, you know, just to see anything in the salad bar. You know, I go do the chicken salad and the egg salad. I make go speak to the ladies in the bakery. Sometimes get a coconut cream pie. And then I make my way over to whatever I'm there for, right? Like my wife will send me, hey, we need this. Well, okay, I got it. No matter what, every single time, I still go by the ice cream location just to see if Bluebell's on sale. And what do you know today at Ingles?
I've got great news for you.
Bluebell ice cream, all varieties right now, all flavors, saving $2.70 a carton. Just $6.98 now for Bluebell ice cream. That's a steal. Go do it. No kick. Go take care of it. It's our great friends at Bluebell. You know, I'm a big Boar's Head fan. Boar's Head Meats right now, you save $1 a pound on their Oven Gold roasted turkey breast. You're saving $2 a pound on their yellow or white Vermont cheddar cheese. So do that. Get everything, all the holiday givings and stuffings and all that you got to do. Now, I will tell you this. They're going to be closed at 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve. They're going to reopen on Friday the 26th. They're closed on Christmas Day. They're open on Friday the 26th at regular business hours. So their families want to wish you a Merry Christmas and our Merry Christmas greetings to the good folks over at Ingles. Segment two of Mr. Sam Jones.
Mickey, next time you and I are on a show together again, we may have a whole new roster. Right? I think we come back January 2nd. When does the portal window open? Right after that? Right around there?
Yep.
We're going to have a very different roster to be talking about one way or another. And you ripped the Band-Aid off last segment. Everybody wants to talk quarterback. I don't know if they're bringing in a quarterback. You don't know if they're bringing in a quarterback. Paul Strilo yesterday said, I don't know if they're bringing in a quarterback. I think they might, is what he sounded like to me. Those were his direct words. It seems possible still. So let's look around. Most of the portal quarterbacks that are going to enter, I think, have entered by now, or at least the ones that are really going to take...
I don't know, Sam.
I think the ones that might take note for Clemson specifically have.
Maybe so, but I think you're going to see tons of guys in the next... after their bowl games, after the playoff games are up.
Maybe, but I feel like a lot of those guys wouldn't play in the bowl game. Like, we talked about this with C.J. Bailey yesterday. Would C.J. Bailey play in that bowl game, in the Gasparilla Bowl, and then go to the portal? I don't know if he'd play in it.
It depends on what's in his NIL contract, because some of the NIL contracts are, if you play in the bowl game, you get this. And I think you're going to still see a pretty busy deal here.
Well, of the guys available, a lot of names jump out that Clemson probably won't be in on. Some names jump out that you would think there are some logical Clemson ties to. Sam Levitt's in the portal. Drew Mestemaker, a lot of fans love. Josh Hoover, our favorite furry. Brendan Sorsby's going to Texas Tech. We don't even need to talk about him, et cetera, et cetera. DJ Lagway, yada, yada, yada. What stands out to you, Mickey, if you are building a quarterback for next year's roster, not even a name aside, what are you looking for attribute-wise that stands out in, let's assume it's a Garrett Riley offense, just because he's not gone yet. I don't know if we know what's going to happen there. Let's assume Garrett Riley's running the offense again next year and gets to pick his quarterback.
All right. I had this conversation with Josh Williams the other day. I like the Stanford kid a lot. I mean, the Harvard kid a lot, right? And Josh's very good argument against that is, I want to see a guy's done it on a bigger stage. I get that. So we have seen great quarterbacks come from lower levels. We'll see one tomorrow in Oxford, Mississippi. I'm not, to me, it doesn't have to be big name, and it doesn't have to be, because I didn't know who Chambliss was until October, basically, of this year. I don't have to have a big name guy. I don't have to have an experienced guy. So, in other words, the Harvard kid, I like a lot. Experience-wise, like Minchie, I like him a lot. I want an ultra-talented guy. I want a guy who can make a play with his feet. I want a good enough arm to be able to do it. I don't want just a guy's going to run around and do nothing with the arm. I don't want a statue either. So I want a guy, a dual threat quarterback, who can put pressure on defenses when the play breaks down. And that might come in the form of, let me get it right now, Levitt, Lagway, Mestemaker, Hoover, Sorsby, Prabula, Childs, Philo, Joseph, Minchie. Like, those guys are already in. And I'm telling you, man, I think more are coming, in my opinion. Who knows? So with that said, how many guys fit that mold? Well, most of the guys fit that mold, right? Like, most of the guys are pretty good athletes.
Depends how much you want them moving around.
Right.
I think it's a prerequisite that this next quarterback, if it's not somebody in-house, can run. I think they got to be able to run.
Well, think about this. Clemson's best offenses.
Or at least run around in the backfield and make things happen, because Lawrence could do that.
Yeah.
Had underrated mobility.
Yeah.
Still has underrated mobility.
Oh, he was faster than Deshaun.
Deshaun was impossible to tackle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cade could, when this offense was at its best last year, Cade was running a lot.
Yep.
Cade was moving a lot. I think you have to have a mobile enough quarterback that you can run a lot of quarterback designed runs like Garrett Riley wants to do, while also having the requisite arm to get around.
Yeah.
Now, looking at the guys in the portal, who do I think can do that? Sam Levitt can do that. Now, Sam Levitt's going to be the most expensive guy in there. And a texter literally just sent the guy that I was looking at. Colton Joseph fits this to a T from Old Dominion. I don't think Colton Joseph is a guy that Clemson will go after. I think he'll probably stay kind of northern here. But Colton Joseph fits this to a T. I mean, other than that, there are a few guys. Aiden Shiles, if you want to take a shot on that, I don't think Clemson would take a shot on him. Lagway can move around. Does he want to? That's a different question. There are options in there, and some more may hit the portal. But I think with a lot of these guys, you're looking at more pocket passers than maybe I would be comfortable with bringing in a Garrett Riley offense.
Well, one thing, you know, Lagway, we talked a little bit about him yesterday. Sometimes a guy that gets a change of scenery will play better in a new system around
play differently, right?
Because I don't want what I've seen from Lagway the last 2 years. At the same time, there just because a guy's been good in one system does not mean he's going to be great in another system. And we've seen examples of that. Can I throw two out for you? Well, let me say this one quickly, and I'm not going to throw this guy because he's not leaving. But I don't mind a physically and mentally tough quarterback in the mold of a Gunnar Stockton. I don't mind in the mold of a Haynes King or Bear Brockmeyer. I don't mind those guys, those physically bigger, stronger, tougher, mentally tougher guys. I don't mind that either. With that said, there was one in here. What's Byron Brown going to do? He's leaving.
I got to think he's going to follow Golish, but I also think he could get paid as much money as he realistically wants in the portal. I think if he hits the portal, he's either the number one guy in there or number two.
Right.
I don't think there's many quarterbacks better than him outside of maybe last year Levitt and maybe Sorsby. I think he's better than anybody else in the portal, clearly.
Would you take a guy – let me give you a mold guy. I'm not saying this guy's going in, all right? But a mold guy. Would you take a Kevin Jennings, SMU?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what I'm saying, that kind of
not
athlete.
Looking to run necessarily, but
right. Yeah, he doesn't.
Very willing to create in the backfield.
The thing about Kevin Jennings is he's like a lot of these dual threat guys. Like, you know who did this in his college career was C.J. Stroud.
Yes.
Stroud never ran.
Dante Moore is kind of similar.
Dante Moore
doesn't
like
want to run.
They don't want
to
run, but when they do run, they do great. By the way, I'd like to see a more willingness to run out of Kevin Jennings, and so that's one of my holdups there. Mensa's that way. Mensa doesn't want to run the ball. They want to throw it from the pocket. But we'll see. We'll see there. You have one guy. You have your dream.
Well, I mean, if Byron Brown at the portal, that'd be my dream. But that's not going to happen. My dream, probably out of the guys who I think are attainable, I know he stunk last year. I really do think a change of scenery could do DJ Lagway wonders. Deep ball is gorgeous. The decision-making was atrocious last year. That's on him. I think a better coaching staff, which I do think Garrett Riley and co are better than whatever was going on at Florida last year, could help him out a ton. A guy who wanted to be here initially, we were second, I believe, finished runner-up in that recruiting process, wouldn't be surprised if they threw their hat in the ring again. The untapped potential there seems extremely high. If I had to pluck anybody else who I think could happen, or at least maybe the ideal play type out of the guys in the portal, I do think the play type of Colton Joseph is intriguing to me.
Yeah.
He likes to run, but he can also throw from the pocket. He can throw on the run. He looked good against better competition this season. There are a lot of pocket quarterbacks in there that are going to get a lot of attention. Mestemaker is one of them. A lot of our fans love Drew Mestemaker. I'm a little worried about the fact that every time Drew Mestemaker played a higher-level opponent, he struggled. There were not many instances of Drew Mestemaker, except Washington State, when he faced bowl competition playing particularly well. So I'd have a little bit of questioning about that. Sorsby's going to go to Texas Tech, or else he would be the number one option for just about every team in the country. I'm still going to wait and see who else hits the portal, but play style-wise, the stuff that Joseph does stands out to me.
Will anybody break the trend of going with your coach? In other words,
I think Mestemaker could.
You don't think he's going to Oklahoma State?
I don't know if I would want to go to Oklahoma State off of what they've done the last couple years.
Yeah.
I think someone will offer him more money. And I also think there's a very real possibility, even with a new coach in there, Oklahoma State's really, really bad next year. Maybe he follows, but I mean, if you believe any of the tweeting that you've seen in any of the reporting, a lot of the transfer portal reporters and football reporters have said he's not a guarantee to follow Eric Morris to Oklahoma State. And it wouldn't surprise me if a bigger school in the Big 12 or an SEC school came calling for him, because he's got as much upside physical frame wise and the fact that he hasn't played a ton of football and he's already this good as anybody in the portal.
So you don't want a guy like the guy at Florida Atlantic, big 6'6" guy who doesn't run.
I don't need him to run. I just need him to be willing to run.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Sam Levitt fits this to a T again, but I think Sam Levitt's going to end up at Oregon or Miami, or he's going to get to choose wherever he wants to go. So he's probably not going to be somebody that Clemson goes in.
I would say right now, of the 10 that we know, Leavitt, Lagway, Mestemaker, Hoover, Sorsby, Pribula, Childs, Philo, Minchie. Joseph, and Minchie. That's 10, all right? I would say of those, the average of those guys right now would be north of $3 million. I'd say those 10 right now.
You're going to have to pay.
Yeah, those 10 right now will get $30 million to play quarterback for 1 year in college next year. $30 million. So, final question for you, Sam. Would you rather invest three in a guy, all right, a guy that you know is going to come in and most likely win the job, or would you rather put $1 million in somebody, a lower-level guy, compete with Vecina, and then go get a better offensive lineman or two?
I would rather pay as much money as it takes to get the best quarterback you can possibly have. You can't screw around with quarterback. You can screw around with safety a little bit and right. still have a really good team. Right. You can't mess. You cannot have a mediocre quarterback or slightly above average quarterback if you want to be a title contending football team. So if they feel that they need to go out and get a quarterback, while I think this is the direction they would lean, maybe the kid from Harvard, Jaden Craig, who I follow a lot of NFL people, they like him a lot for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Jaden Craig. Maybe it's the kid from, it's Taron Dickens. Maybe it's a lower level quarterback like that that realistically gets brought in. I would rather them shoot for the moon and spend as much. They're spending a lot of money on Cade Klubnik, point blank. They should spend a lot of money on whoever this next quarterback is.
That's a position
you can't mess up.
This is going to make some people mad here. You don't spend a bunch of money on Christopher Vecina, though.
No.
Because the reason you spend money is because it's a bidding war. People aren't out there bidding on Christopher Vecina right now.
I don't see a world in which if Vecina were to hit the portal, a P4 starting job would be available to him.
Yeah.
Maybe a competition, to be honest with you. He just hasn't shown anything that would indicate a P4 other than maybe, I mean, I'm thinking of the worst levels of teams, just because he hasn't had the opportunity, really.
Right.
I don't think he would generate that much interest in that way. I'm sure there would be a lot of interest because he's a talented quarterback. It's just I don't think he's good enough national championship-wise to get you to that level.
The misconception about the Harvard kid, Craig, you mentioned, is that he's a dual-threat guy. The last two years, 5,300 passing yards, 48 touchdowns, only 10 picks. But the last 2 years, only 79 yards rushing. And just doesn't run the ball a lot and doesn't have a lot there. It has four rushing touchdowns.
6'3", 225, great frame. I mean, yeah. Physically, eye test, he passed the eye test.
Yeah.
It is a risk, and I know Trinidad Chambliss did it this year coming from Ferris State. It is a really big risk to bring a kid up from the Ivy League and expect him to step into the
more
ACC.
More so than Pavia? I mean, I think Harvard can play with the...
It can happen, but
right.
Pavia even was coming from a higher level.
Sure. New Mexico, New Mexico State, whichever one it was. That's a little bit better than Harvard.
No, it can happen, but yeah. It's a lot more risk baked into it, I feel like. But if he can read the field and he can play, he can play.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with bringing someone like that, and I would rather them swing for the moon, whatever that means, and go for one of the more higher-level guys who started at least one or two years already at a P4 level, ideally.
Yeah.
And could make that jump, or at least has started and had significant FBS success.
All right, short break. Good stuff. I enjoyed segment two. One-time plumber. The name is the number in Charleston, in Columbia, and in Greenville. One-time plumber. It's Clemson grads that started these three here in the state of South Carolina. You're going to love one-time plumber. The name is the number. Look, it's brilliant in that when it does go bad for you, you don't want to have to be searching, making sure that you've got all these things going on, that you have no idea what the heck's happening and how it's happening. You're not a plumber. You don't know what no DIY stuff for sure when it comes to plumbing. So just remember the number. It's going to pop in your head and go, oh, yeah, one-time plumber. Let's do it. The name is the number, one-time plumber. Short break. Open phone lines for the next two segments. Text and phones right after this.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak testosterone from Low Country Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
When downtime isn't an option, you need a team that knows motors inside and out.
Doug Powell and his team at IMS are knowledgeable, dependable, fast, and always willing to work around our needs. Doug's just a phone call away and always ready with valuable advice.
From repairs to replacements, Industrial Motor Service keeps your operation moving with trusted expertise and responsive service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com today. Industrial Motor Service, keep your power in motion.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Clemson fans, whether you are buying or selling a house or just protecting your home as a future investment, you need a contractor you can truly trust. At CrawlSpace Medic, we are locally owned by a Clemson Engineering alum, and we provide fast reports, itemized estimates, and zero sales pressure. We offer free inspections for homeowners and real estate agents, all completed by certified techs. Partner with CrawlSpace Medic today for that free inspection.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com.
Hey, don't be a Grinch.
Merry Christmas.
Your team might be 3-9, 6-6, 9-3, or 12-0 this season.
Oh yeah, our Christmas tree is all about our favorite sports team.
But it's still the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes,
we are your source for sports talk this holiday season. 105.5 and 97.5. We are The Roar.
You cut me to the bone.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I am glad that our mics were off. Let me be very clear about that. Glad the mics were 100% off. Right, Sam?
I guess.
Okay. Carolina Flooring Specialist. 404-8158.
King of Wishful Thinking. 404-8158.
Get in touch with them. We love our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Your garage floor is going to look awesome. I spent yesterday. This is true. So yesterday, my daughter wants to go in the garage and play a little bit. We do. She has a playhouse in there, and she has these building blocks that are in there. And my son had these Matchbox cars that he never played with, but she likes playing in there. So yesterday, probably still a little too cold. She had a little cold issue anyway. So probably I'm guessing 10 or 15 degrees warmer in my garage. I spent an hour in my garage yesterday. Like people, but I will tell you this. When my daughter crawling around in there, if I didn't have a Carolina Flooring Specialist floor, we would not have gone out the three times that we went out. Because I'm not going to have her walling around on that concrete, right, with the concrete dust that comes off of it, or in those automotive stains that you see, those oil stains and all that. That ain't happening. And with this one, clean, easy. She loves it. We love our great floor. Get in touch with them. Great friends. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com, 404-8158, 404-8158. Texas says, give me a guy that's humble and hungry versus a guy who thinks he gets top dollar. I don't mind the dollar stuff.
They're all getting top dollar, humble and hungry or not.
Yeah. With that said,
Will Helt's humble and hungry. He's getting paid, I'm sure.
Sure. 5912 says, ding, 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 Colton Joseph, come on down. He did look good. He had a good year, by the way. And some can say system there because his coordinator's leaving. I don't know if you saw that or not. So we'll see. Let me get to a couple phone calls in the segment. 654 Roar. Delvin, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. Could be better.
So I'm gonna talk about the quarterbacks. I heard you and Sam mention the lower level quarterback. Like y'all said, Jaden Craig, and who else y'all said comes to look at the lower level if they can't get the big name?
I said Taron Dickens, just because he's come up quite a few times.
Western Carolina.
Yeah.
He had a great year.
Yeah,
a little undersized. We had a great year,
but he's local. Western. That's kind of why I mentioned.
How about the dude from Presbyterian, Colin Hurst?
He had a great year, and I was not aware of all that of what they did at Presbyterian and Dewberry as well, by the way. So congratulations there. But I know they put up a ton of points down that way. I don't know enough about him and what he's looking for. You know, Furman's another one. Furman's quarterback just entered the portal, and he's a guy who looked pretty good against Clemson. Clemson fans remember that you know they moved the ball a little bit against the Tigers this year. So he's
going to look at. So that's why I hope they go to a name. I hope they go to a big level, but I think it'll be lower level, like in that range, like FCS or something like that, or lower level FBS. I hope they go to big time, but I think they're going to try to go FCS. I think it'll be one of those guys, probably the kid from Western Carolina or Jaden Craig, or like you said, probably the guy from Furman.
Yeah, the Furman kid, Trey Heaton, this year, he threw for 2,900 yards. Bad news there, 17 touchdowns, 13 picks.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
If they're bringing in a Furman-level quarterback or a Western Carolina-level quarterback, that tells me they truly want Vezina to win the job. If they bring in a P4 like Levitt or somebody, Lagway kind of guy, that tells me they don't really want – I mean, they're not going to put those guys into a competition. It's very – it would be very – if they're bringing in a Craig even, I think they're still leaning Vezina is what that tells me. I'm not sure if I love that.
Yeah. I would agree.
What do you think they're going to do, Sam? You think they're going to go Power 4 or you think they're going to go Jaden Craig type?
I know he said otherwise. I still think they're going to try and go get a P4 quarterback or one of these really high-level mid-major quarterbacks that's going to have a lot of interest.
I like Colton Joseph. I like Colton Joseph at ODU. That's what I like.
I think they're going to try. I don't know if they will get or how hard they will try.
You said that DJ was on second. He had Clemson second in recruiting or something like that.
Yeah, they were. He took many visits here, and they were involved in it.
Well, Garrett Riley with it? Cause it could depend on if Garrett Riley is the offensive coordinator too.
Yep. Garrett Riley's there. Did I read it right that Josh Hoover?
Yeah.
A lot of connections to both coordinators.
Yeah, Allen and Riley. Yeah. I didn't know what was his deal with Indiana. He didn't start there, did he? Did he sign there or something?
I believe Allen pretty heavily recruited him at Indiana. He was at TCU with Garrett Riley.
Yeah.
Which ridiculous quarterback room, by the way, at TCU when Garrett Riley was there.
Yeah, so it could be. It depends on if Riley. I think if Riley stayed, I think one of them quarterbacks might come. If he died, they tell you that one of them quarterbacks is not coming. And Mickey, And Sam, we got another coaching scandal with a staffer. You heard about a Ohio coach?
Yeah, that wasn't good. That wasn't good. And other things going on. That was, I'm not comfortable about all that. Didn't like hearing that. Didn't like reading that. So,
yeah.
But he's gone.
Yeah,
he's gone.
But yeah, but what do you think about Tom Allen coming? He said he knows Clemson. He said Dabo's going to attack.
Let me ask you guys this, and Delvin, I appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great weekend for sure. Let me ask you guys this: in the idea of what you go get next year, I don't understand the concept behind. We know we're going to get two starting safeties in the portal, but yet we're not going to get a quarterback. Like if you had. If this year Vecina played and you know started three games and threw for 15 touchdowns and two picks and he felt really good about it, like you didn't go into portal after DJ because you saw a little bit of Cade Klubnik and like you kind of liked what you saw potential out of him.
He's a five star. He's a high five star.
I don't know a whole lot of difference in if you got Vecina and Denson compared to having Jones and Hannafin and Griffin and Webb and Wilkerson and Keenan. I mean, I don't see the big difference there.
I have thought all along, even if it's not a starter, they need to add another quarterback. A, because competition makes you better, and it would make Christopher Vezina better if that's who they wanted to start. B, I know everyone loves him, and I think he's going to be very good. We've seen four passes out of Chris Denson, and all of them were against Furman. So I'm not entirely comfortable if something were to happen to the starting quarterback, Vezina, or anyone else, immediately turning over the entire season and offense to Denson that quickly. So I'd love to have an experienced backup who would have starting reps somewhere else.
What have you seen from Vezina that you say?
Nothing. Nothing.
So why is there even a conversation here?
I don't see why you wouldn't just bring one in, period. The level of that is arguable, and what level of quarterback you want to bring in is a whole different thing, but I don't understand not bringing one in at a minimum to compete for the starting job and serve as a backup if Vezina wins out.
The proponents could say 29 of 42 against SMU for 317, three touchdowns, no picks. I would fire back that the first quarter looked awful, that that SMU's pass defense was awful. And then I looked at the other ones. I didn't think it looked good against Furman. 9 of 15 for 52 yards. 9 completions for 52 yards. That ain't good. Against BC, 1 of 3 for minus 2 yards. They put him in against North Carolina, 6 of 11 for 39 yards. Like, when you put him in the games, like, the whole offense just came to a screeching halt. Like, you put him in games because you're up. You scored a bunch of points. You got 38-0 against North Carolina, 31-0. And then you put him in, like, it's a double play. Like, the rally's over. 6-4-3. You put him in against Furman, he scored 40-something points. You had to put the first-team defense back in because the offense wasn't doing anything. 6-4-3, double play. The inning's over. I didn't see anything. I mean, the SMU game, the second, third quarters weren't bad. But you don't build upon what you did against SMU.
He was good after the first quarter. SMU also has the worst secondary in the ACC.
Yeah,
so how much stock do you put into it, I don't know.
And other things is the eye test, like, it doesn't come out of the hand. Like when Ty Simpson looked bad for two years at Alabama, it wasn't because of the arm strength and the arm talent. It was because of the decision making and the lack of it. And he's running around. And he wasn't disciplined in the pocket, and then he'd overthrow guys. So they got all that settled down. They gave him some experience. They gave him some confidence, and he got better. He's still not great, but he got better. But like when it comes out of the quarterback's hands now, the one you're talking about now, like, it doesn't look like it's coming out very hot. Like, it ain't – he's got to get rid of it so soon because it's not on a line. And I don't know. I think that's just – I can't believe we're even
– I don't see any reason not to bring one in.
Yeah.
There's no harm in adding competition. And if Vezina wins out, that's probably Dabo's best-case scenario. He brings in a quarterback. That appeases everybody. Vezina wins out. Yeah. Dabo loves Vezina, clearly, for better or worse. That might be fair. That might not be. He wins out the competition. There you go. That's fine. He earned
it. Right. Right, earned it. Texture makes a good point that Hoover originally committed to Allen, Indiana before but he was let go. And I thought it was something along those lines.
Texter also, I saw a text that I liked. It mentioned the Alabama quarterback situation. I don't know if I'm keeping an eye on that for Clemson, but I don't think Ty Simpson's going to be there next year one way or another. Someone's got to take the third quarterback in the draft money, because I don't know who the third quarterback is right now. That might be him. I don't think if he stays in college, it's going to be at Alabama, because they're going to want Keelan Russell in there sooner rather than later, and Simpson hasn't looked great for the last month and a half. So I think he would be on the outs.
I think Simpson goes to the NFL.
If he doesn't go to the NFL.
Yeah. Very interesting stuff there. Short break. When we come back, we've got one open phone lines. Hal, hang on. We'll hear how your birthday went. And then Josh Williams talking college football playoffs. I can't wait to see what he thinks about the Lions and what Vegas says about the college football playoffs beginning tonight. Love to have you back. Hour number two when you return right after this.